But first, the Trump administration and Congress are looking to cut the budget and the influence of the Environmental Protection Agency. The Senate Appropriations Committee has proposed nearly $150 million in funding cuts for the EPA. The agency has been a political football in recent decades, with an often partisan battle between environmentalists and certain industries. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has said he wants to return power to states, while President Donald Trump has proposed cutting the agency's budget 30%. Sandy Barr, director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club, is with me to talk about her concerns about the proposed cuts. Sandy, what do you make of what the Trump administration and congressional leaders are looking to do with the EPA?
There are significant cuts in the EPA budget. We often hear death by a thousand cuts. We're talking about death by millions of dollars in cuts, and including cuts to programs that are affect Arizona. Grant programs. Over the last 5 years, Arizona's received about $315 million in grants. Those are grants to help improve our water quality, our air quality, and a lot of those go out to local government as well. So it affects the state, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, and what it can do, and also affects what your local government can do to help improve air quality and water quality.
So the Phoenix area is the fifth most polluted city in the U.S. Can you put that in context for me in terms of what that means when people, is it our bad air days, is it other things?
Well, bad air days play into it. I've always thought that it's just unconscionable that children can't play outdoors some days because the air is bad. I mean, it's unacceptable. So we already have issues. We need to continue to move forward with improving air quality so we don't have any of those days. Phoenix area has a very high ozone levels. Ozone is that pollutant that forms with these volatiles that are emitted from cars and other things, reacts with sunlight, and that affects our lungs. Our lungs don't function as well. It means, you know, when you breathe, you're not getting as much oxygen into your body.
Are we seeing industry and business versus environment?
Well, I think there are certain industries and certain businesses that are saying that there are businesses that understand that clean air and clean water are essential for a strong economy and a sustainable economy. Unfortunately, what the Trump administration is doing is rewarding bad actors. And, you know, they will continue to take advantage of any weaknesses in the law, any weaknesses in enforcement. And certainly, if you have an agency that is defunded, they're not going to be able to take the same kinds of enforcement actions against those bad actors.
Phoenix is the fifth most polluted city in the country based on what we've talked about. Without an EPA or without influence from the EPA, how much worse could it get? Or how much better could it get with a more reinforced EPA?
It can get a lot better. We can meet those health-based standards. The standards that EPA has in place right now are not strong enough. That's one thing. So we need better ones, but we can meet those. We just need a commitment by our elected officials, a commitment by businesses, and a commitment by all of us. You know, we all can play a part in improving air quality, including making sure that the people that we elect to represent us understand that clean air, clean water, cleanup of Superfund sites, which, you know, is another thing that will likely languish if these budget cuts are implemented.
And so with reduced budget and reduced power of the EPA, these are problems that not only could get worse, they're also problems that if they are recognized may take longer to fix.
That's right. We have water quality problems. You know, there's mining contamination for some of our waters. In order to ensure that that is cleaned up, we need programs like the Clean Water Act, and we need to have the Clean Water Act enforced, and funding from the EPA helps to do that.
Sandy Barr of the Sierra Club. Sandy, thank you as always.
Thank you.